From cold and rainy Chicago on the eve of the game, these are our final thoughts. Your key to the game, Mike?
I say it's don't turn the ball over. The Chicago Bears, with their 7-1 start to the season, they had 28 takeaways on defense, average of 3 or 4 per game. Their last 5 games, only 7 takeaways, barely 1 per game, and they've lost 4 out of 5. If you don't turn the ball over against the Bears, you have a really good chance of beating them. And the Packers have won 7 of the last 8 against Chicago, and the only time the Packers lost is the one time in those 8 games they lost the turnover battle. They came out on the minus side, so don't turn it over.
And I say it's match their energy, Mike. There's no doubt in my mind the Packers are going to get the Bears' very, very best tomorrow. In a conference call this week, Jay Cutler all but admitted that the goal is not to win the division, it's just to make it into the playoffs. I was stunned that he said, just get into the playoffs. And when I look at the fact that they've lost 4 of their last 5 games, I'm thinking that they might be seeing another one of these epic collapses at the end of the season, like last year when they missed the playoffs, when they completely fell apart at the end of the year. And if that should happen again, all bets are off. The coach might lose his job. The quarterback might be out of town. Who knows where this thing is going. So they are looking at a situation where they have to almost salvage the franchise, salvage the way things are. And it begins by winning this game. I don't think they make the playoffs if they lose this game, and I think they know that. The injury report is big for the Bears, but getting smaller for the Packers.
Yeah, I think for the first time this season, the Packers might actually be playing a team that's more banged up than they are. We'll go through the Packers first. Out for this game, Jordy Nelson, James Starks, C.J. Wilson, and Charles Woodson. All 4 of those players the Packers are hoping will be back by the end of the season, but we'll have to see. The Packers are getting back Clay Matthews from injury. He's missed the last 4 games. Also getting back Mike Neal and probably T.J. Lang, who both missed last week's game. The other injury issue for the Packers is Josh Sitton at right guard. He missed practice Friday with a hip injury. He's listed as questionable, so we'll see if Sitton is in there. If he's not, Evan Dietrich Smith will play right guard, TJ Lang will play left guard, Don Barkley will play right tackle. If Sitton plays, the Packers could go with Lang at left guard or at right tackle. We'll see how that shakes out. Now the Bears, out for the Bears, wide receiver Earl Bennett, cornerback Tim Jennings, and linebacker Brian Urlacher, also doubtful and most likely to miss the game. Defensive end Shea McClellan and defensive tackle Henry Melton, two pretty good players on that defensive line. So the Bears are definitely banged up. Also, number 2 running back Michael Bush is questionable. So if he can't go or isn't at full strength, it's that much more of Matt Forte.
My player to watch is Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, and here's why. The Packers have dominated this game in recent years, and there has been one constant in all of those Packers wins. Jay Cutler has played poorly. He's the guy who's defining this game. It's a quarterback league. It's a quarterback-driven game, and Jay Cutler has to play well. Keep your eye on him. If he's playing poorly, expect more of the same. If he's playing well, though, then the Packers are going to have to step it up.
My player to watch is Clay Matthews. The Packers haven't had him for the last 4 games. The Packers went 3-1 in that 4-game stretch, but we saw the pass rush sort of decline over those last 4 weeks. And Matthews still leads the team with 9 sacks. Not only leads the team, but has 3 times as many sacks as any other player on the Packers. And he's still missed the last 4 games. The Packers need Clay Matthews back. They want him for the long haul here. If this team can make a playoff run, I think Matthews is the guy to watch.
And if Matthews plays well, Cutler probably plays poorly.
That's a pretty good bet. With that, we'll sign off for now, folks, but invite you to join us 2 hours before kickoff on Sunday, Packers.com, for our live chat. Vic and I will take you from 2 hours before kickoff all the way up through the end of the game. So stay with us on the website and enjoy the ball game.